AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In Minnesota, former police officer Kim Potter is being sentenced for the shooting death of a black man, Dante Wright, during a traffic stop. Wright's mother, Katie, spoke at today's sentencing hearing.
I'll never be able to forgive you for what you've stolen from us.
Wright says Potter failed the community.
A police officer who was supposed to serve and protect so much took so much away from us. She took our baby boy with a single gunshot through his heart. She shattered mine.
Potter was convicted in December of first and second degree manslaughter. She'll be sentenced only on the most serious charge of first degree manslaughter, which carries a presumptive penalty of just over 7 years in prison. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with the president of Belarus.
Ну и конечно. Поговорим о региональной ситуации.
Tensions are rising along the Ukraine border. A humanitarian convoy was hit by shelling, and pro-Russian rebels ordered the evacuation of civilians from the conflict zone. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Germany.
Our greatest strength is our unity.
The vice president says Russia needs to step up to work out a peaceful solution.
We understand and we have made clear that we remain open to diplomacy. The onus is on Russia at this point to demonstrate that it is serious in that regard.
The Kremlin declared massive nuclear drills to flex its military muscle, and President Putin pledged to protect Russia's national interest against what it sees as encroaching Western threats. Stocks have been wavering between small gains and losses in early trading on Wall Street. Authorities in Canada are beginning to arrest protesters who've paralyzed traffic in Ottawa for 3 weeks in a demonstration against the country's coronavirus restrictions. Police in Ottawa say some protesters are surrendering and being arrested downtown. One person being led away was carrying a sign that says, "Mandate Freedom." This is AP News. An artist is offering a hopeful outlook with a new billboard. Drivers along MacArthur Highway in Newark, New Jersey are welcomed by a sign with the word hopeful. It was designed by artist Charlie Hewitt. The word hopeful has a special meaning for him.
A sense of loss, alienation, loneliness to be part of the others. And I felt like I was being pushed off into my corner.
The design of the word hopeful has a 1950s vibe.
Route 66. This kind of idea when we're driving down the road, people are inviting us into their restaurants or their playgrounds or enticing us with lights and arrows and flamingos.
Hewitt says the response to hopeful is overwhelming.
People just drove by, a recovering alcoholic who just needed to see the message one day. That's what they bring of themselves to that message.
Hopeful can be seen on billboards elsewhere around the Northeast. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.